We're following a couple from Gleedless. I don't know if you've heard about this, in their final week leading up to their wedding on BBC Radio Sheffield. And looking at the planning side of things, it's got to be said, really, you blokes mostly manage to stay out of the wedding preparations, don't you? I know a lot of people say, it's not for me, but that's in her hands. But there's one thing that can reduce even the toughest man to tears, and that's, of course, the speeches. Now, father of the bride, Steve Marriott, will be doing his at Andrea and John's wedding on Friday, and, of course, we're going to be there, as I was saying. So we decided to send our expert, Paul Sykes, to give him some handy hints.
I'm fine at the moment. It'll gradually get a bit more intense, I would have thought. I'm hoping I'm going to be all right. We'll have to wait and see.
They've been very close, really. He's always been there for Andrea if she needs any advice. We're a pretty close family, so I don't think he's going to find it too hard.
He's not doing bad. I think he's getting up in front of people that he's bothered about. I don't think he wants to look daft.
The main tip, really, is to make sure you've prepared thoroughly so that you can then be comfortable, because when you're comfortable, your audience will be comfortable.
There's the nerve thing there all the time with me. You know, I'm not very good at speaking.
Mm-hmm. The thing in terms of preparation is to feel as though you've got the bases covered, mm-hmm. and that you're in control.
Yeah.
And if you feel like that, the chances of you being nervous are gonna reduce. The thing that's really good about being father of the bride is you do have license to share your wisdom. You've seen a few things come and go, and you can say, you know, in your years you've learned that this matters and this matters and this matters.
I don't know what it is. Is it 1 in 3, 1 in 4 people are getting divorced, and you think, why? You know, I've been married 30 years, you know. Mm-hmm. And my spec on that is just to agree with what wife says.
Excellent. And why wouldn't that be in your speech?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Mm. One of the most important things in preparing to do a speech that you're proud of is to make sure that you understand what you look like when you're speaking to an audience. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you to read a piece, preferably your speech, but if you don't have your speech ready yet, any piece will do, that you deliver to the camera. The real trick with when you've got it all written down is to not speak while you're reading.
Practice using a variety of scripts, cards, notes, speech written out in full, before deciding which method suits you best. See, I find that is difficult. Think like a listener and write like a talker.
The thing that works in any public speaking context, and especially in a wedding, is actually making a connection on a personal basis. It's an emotional connection.
Yeah.
It may seem as though it's not the stiff upper lip British thing to do.
I suppose I do find it difficult. When the kids, it's no problem. But when they grow up, you know, I don't know whether it's the same way with all men, but the older they get, the harder it is to express that affection. And I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about, you know. Yeah, anything to make Andrea's day, you know, better.
Good.
That's the main thing.
Paul Sykes, the speaker's friend, helping out father of the bride, Steve Marriott.